Marry for Revenge. Chapter 2108. Ryan turned around and promptly swallowed the ice cream without being bothered about Freya. After finishing it, he gasped in pain. Stop hitting me. The coldness of the ice cream is hurting my teeth.
Serves you right.
Who told you to snatch my ice cream? Seeing him in a sorry state, Freya was both amused and angry.
I'm worried that you'll get a stomachache, Ryan threw a helpless look at her while making the same remark.
However, Freya was swayed this time. After pursing her pretty, thin lips, she took out a brown scarf from a paper bag and handed it to him.
I bought it for you just now.
You're not allowed to dislike it for being ugly, or I'll break off our relationship. Ryan swiftly unfolded the scarf to take a look at *T*. He wrapped it around his neck and flashed a smile, showing a row of white teeth.
Am I handsome?
Freya burst into laughter.
That's tacky.
How is it tacky?
Ryan's face darkened right away.
I mean the way you're wearing the scarf is tacky.
Freya stood on tiptoes and removed the scarf.
Lower your head and I'll put it on for you again.
Ryan lowered his head cooperatively.
She leaned over and helped him tie the scarf around his neck.
Wearing the scarf differently changed his aura as well.
He was tall, and his legs were long.
Now that he was wearing a coat with a brown scarf, he emanated a gentlemanly aura.
The longer Freya looked at him, the more satisfied she was.
She clicked her tongue and said, I have good taste, don't I?
Yeah.
You used to have bad taste, but now, your taste is better, Ryan said with a grin.
Freya glowered at him.
However, on second thought, she realized that what he said made sense.
Fine.
I'm not going to argue with you further.
Let's continue walking and join some activities.
Didn't you say you're scared?
After checking out the map, I think the tunnel crossing isn't scary.
Many kids like to play it, Freya said as she pointed somewhere.
Yeah.
You're also a kid, so it suits you.
Ryan nodded.
I've always been a pretty and cute kid.
Freya snorted before she walked forward.
You're going the wrong way.
This is the way, Ryan reminded her with a smile while pulling her.
As Ryan had bought the most expensive tickets, they did not need to queue up.
Shortly after, they went on the ride smoothly.
Freya clutched Ryan's hand tightly and screamed in terror.
After the ride ended, Freya snuggled in Ryan's arms.
A 10-year-old child behind Ryan said to him in utter disdain,
Sir, your girlfriend is very timid.
The ride wasn't even scary, yet she kept screaming until my ears nearly went deaf.
Freya was ashamed.
Smiling, Ryan stroked her hair and said to the boy, It's because she's a woman.
Women have the right to be timid.
The boy twitched his mouth.
I won't look for such a timid girlfriend in the future.
Freya said in exasperation, I think you can never get a girlfriend in the future.
Deeply ashamed, she dragged Ryan out in a fit of rage.
It's all your fault.
Why did you insist on taking me on this tunnel ride?
I was the only one screaming.
How embarrassing.
Right.
It's my fault.
I shouldn't have asked you to come.
Ryan apologized obediently while suppressing his laughter.
I didn't know that you're even timider than kids.
Freya's face turned crimson.
She knew that she was being unreasonable, but she just wanted to grumble at someone.
Let's go and ride the Ferris wheel, okay?
Ryan raised his brows.
You can't be scared of Ferris wheels, right?
Of course not.
I've ridden it before.
Freya spoke with great conviction.
Nevertheless, when the Ferris wheel gradually rose higher, Freya's legs turned to jelly.
My G*D.
We're so high up.
I have a fear of heights.
Ryan was at a loss for words.